From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Well, hello, podcasters.
Little behind the scenes, Ellie forgets to hit record on this podcast. From now on, don't start it again.
Just
play from where you remember to hit record.
I mean, it might not sound like the most professional podcast.
And Taz podcast.
Sometimes when we're talking before, like sometimes I'll record too early.
Yeah.
And I'll leave that in.
Oh, no. That's terrifying. Who knows what we're saying?
Yeah, I do. You don't.
Where are you saving that audio?
Oh, it just goes straight on the podcast.
Does it?
Mm.
Yeah. I've been talking smack.
Yeah, I know.
About people in this office.
I know. They can hear it all.
Judy will hate me.
Well, that's on you, buddy.
Oh, she already does hate me anyway.
Don't talk shit if you don't want to get
can
hit.
You not?
Hey, we're on the podcast.
Let's talk smack.
Yeah, no, but it didn't work with my rhyme.
No, it didn't. That's fair.
So, don't talk smack if you don't want to get a whack. Well, that also works.
That works.
Yeah.
Hey, big show for you to get around. It might be slightly smaller than what you are used to because we are doing Bali Boarding Pass, which you can get around on our website. But a couple of big stories from when your parents didn't believe you.
Mm.
And we find out a lot about Ellie as a kid in that as well.
Oh, yeah. My parents might be listening to this because they're on a big road trip across the Nullarbor. Mm. So, Mum and Dad, you'll recognise some of these stories.
Oh, naughty, naughty. She's not the goody two-shoes we thought that she was.
No. I was just a bit of a drama queen.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Why am I in this industry, do we think?
Well, everybody's a bit weird in radio.
Yeah, exactly.
You're equally weird.
It's content.
Someone random just walked past the studio.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen them before.
Are they a robber?
They might be. Balaclava, big knife.
Oh, okay, yeah. We should probably run then.
Tick, right, tick.
On that note.
Lock the door.
Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Yesterday, we were talking about helicopter parents and we heard from Krista from Watala, which got us thinking about something that we're going to ask you right now. Sunny Coast 545-11919. We want to know, when did your parents not believe you after Krista said this?
So I'm like, if they're crying, or are you bleeding? If there's no blood, you're fine. If there is blood, is there bone sticking out? If there's bone sticking out, fine.
And then if it's
not, Band-Aid, you're fine. Keep going. Keep playing.
I mean, brutal. She calls herself a submarine parent,
yep.
Which is the opposite of a helicopter parent.
Which I absolutely love. And so it took us back to our childhoods where something's up and your parents have just not believed you.
Yeah.
That it's happened.
Happened going, to me. To be fair, I was kind of the child who cried wolf.
Did you?
I liked being.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I liked having attention. I had two older brothers. I had to get it however I could.
Yeah.
So I used to fake stuff all the time. But there was one night I was lying on the ground pretending to be dead, as you do. And my little sister thought it would be funny to jump on my kneecap.
Oh.
And I tore a ligament in my knee.
Oh.
And all the family was downstairs, like, waiting to have dinner. And they're like, Ellie, come down for dinner. And I was like, I can't live, hurt me. And they didn't believe me.
Great. I love that story because you'd cried wolf so many times.
I brought it on myself.
Classic Ellie. You're going to eat your dinner.
One time I got out of the top bunk, lay on the floor and go, Mom, Tim, push me off the bed, and started crying. I've grown up now. Jen, tell us your story. Did your parents not believe you?
Yeah, so it was my mum that didn't believe me and my brother. We were playing like we usually do, and there was tears and tantrums, and yeah, it was a normal Sunday morning between me and my brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my mum had had enough, so she decided to go retreat to her bedroom. And we continued to fight and scream and stuff. And then my brother noticed that there was smoke coming from the laundry area.
Okay.
And then we noticed the washing machine was on fire. And so we went and I was like knocking on mum's door. I was like, mum, the washing machine's on fire. And she's like, no, it's not. She didn't believe us at all. It took quite a lot of convincing to try and get her out of that room.
I mean, I kind of get it. If you told me my washing machine was on fire, I probably wouldn't believe it. You know,
no,
like a washing machine's got water in it.
Yeah.
Right? It can't catch on fire.
It puts itself out when it catches.
Maybe the dryer, I'd understand, if that was on fire.
Electrical fire was happening. I don't know what went on or why it went on, but she did not believe us, so...
That was
sort of scary for a bit.
Do you rub it in her face for the rest of your life? Just like, huh, remember that time you didn't believe me, Mum? Huh?
We did for quite a while, because then she listened to every single thing we said.
Yes. Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
It's no secret, and it's been no secret of my 4.5 years on this radio show.
You love an espresso martini.
No, that's not where I'm going. Oh.
You've got maggots in your bedroom.
No, also not where I'm going.
You love spending a lot of money on things.
Also not where I'm going. Can okay. I finish my sentence?
Yes.
Okay, I'm scared of robots.
Technology.
Right? I don't like the rise of AI. Yes. I'm scared of automated things doing, you know, driverless cars. No, thank you.
If you're going to put your tin hat on at all, it's AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're terrified.
We don't need it. We're coping fine just without it. Which is why I am stoked to know that an AI robot.
A robot. This is why we need AI, because they won't mispronounce words.
An AI
robot.
Robot. It's the
like frog
version.
Yeah.
It has failed over in the US, so much so that McDonald's, who were using it, have pulled out. So ultimately, McDonald's were using AI to take drive-through orders.
Oh, wow.
And it was making so many mistakes with people's orders.
People were getting Whoppers from McDonald's.
Literally,
crazy.
Literally, one person tried to order through the window, just a McNugget meal, ordered 20 orders of McNuggets worth $222. And they're looking at the screen trying to say, no, that's not my order.
No.
And the robots.
I mean, it's a good time. 20 times the amount of nuggets,
you'd
no problem.
You'd have one hell of a party, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I've got some audio of another girl trying to wrestle with the Macca's robot. Oh, hold on. That's not.
Oh,
the right
this is
button.
Why we need AI. Come on, Robert.
How dare you? Here we go.
Can I please have vanilla ice cream? No caramel. No cream packet. No. I just want a large water and a cup of ice cream. No, the ketchup packet. Oh, my God.
Ketchup packet.
No caramel.
No caramel, thanks. My favorite is someone ordered an ice cream.
Are you ready to play it this time?
No, I don't have the audio of this one.
Well, I would.
No, thank you very much. They just tried to order a regular ice cream and they got ice cream with bacon on top.
Oh.
So, suck it, robots.
Technology.
Macca's is bailing on you.
That's
we
right.
don't need you up in here. I want to order my cheeseburger meal with a side of fries and a side of Coke Zero to a person.
Kick AI and the robot, everybody.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Something popped up on my news feed this afternoon that I found a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for get your tattoos, get whatever you want to get.
Yes.
You do you, boo. However, Shawn Mendes's new tattoo.
Oh, God, that is a guy I have not thought about in a long time.
It's a weird one. It's an image of, it's hard to describe, two people in an embrace.
Oh,
but
I
in
see
the
it.
Embrace.
Oh my gosh, it is weird.
Oh, the woman is holding the man, right? And apparently it's meant to look like the man is like resting on the woman in a beautiful, caressing way.
He's sort of resting on her chest-ish, but he's not facing us. It's super awkward. It's two people kind of in a hug.
It looks like.
No one's wearing any clothes.
It looks like he's breastfeeding.
No good.
A grown man.
I don't think.
Surely that's not what he was going for.
I think he's seen this. I think this is a classic. You see it on the wall.
Yeah.
You think, that'll look good.
That'll do.
And then it kind of gets drawn on you and you go, oh, no, this is terrible.
Sure. I mean, but then why post it for the world to see? You know? Why not just say, hey, don't love that. I might just cover it up until I can get it removed. I don't know if I want a grown man breastfeeding on my arm. You know?
Like, clip that. Clip that, Sunny Coast. I think maybe he's realised that not many people are talking about him.
Oh.
And he goes, this is a great time.
Yeah, right.
Remember when Justin Bieber went through a little bit of a hiatus and came back and he was eating a burrito from the side?
Oh, yeah, just for
not long ways, but just talkability and get people like Ellie and Taz on the Sunshine Coast talking about him.
If someone said to me, hey, Ellie, we need to get your name out there a little bit more, here are your two options. You can eat a burrito on the side or you can get a tattoo of a grown man breastfeeding from a woman.
Both are proven strategies.
What
right,
you
going to
do?
Work.
I'll go the burrito. Thanks.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, there's an influencer who's gone viral, Tazzy.
We've done well not saying the word influencer on this show for a couple of months.
Oh, sorry. All right. Model, I'll call her then, because she's also a model.
Of course.
Her name is Vera Dijkman.
Can you not swear on the radio? Can you at least get the bleep ready if you're going to swear?
I think it's Dijkman. D-I-J-K-M-A-N-S.
Yeah.
She has 5.5 million followers on the socials. And she's decided she's done with being single. She's looking for a boyfriend.
Okay.
So what she's done, she's gone about it in a strange way. She
Don't be a Dijkman about it.
Put out boyfriend application forms for people to fill out.
How entitled is this?
I kind of love it, though, because you know what you're getting up front.
This is from Entitled Ellie Chaney here. You'd be like, yeah, I'll take applications. I know you're happily taken, but if you're single, you'd be like, yeah, people can apply.
This
is pretty privilege.
When I lived in the house with five girls, there were five of us, we were all single, we were like, let's come up with a questionnaire that if we meet a guy, we give him the questionnaire and it's like, do you like hiking or boating? Mm-hmm. And then if they say boating, they're suitable for me. If they say hiking, they're suitable for one of my housemates. And we'd whittle down which of the five of us
the
boys were
suitable
for. So the
guy has to just walk in.
Yeah.
You then tell them which one they get to date.
Yeah, well, they fill out the questionnaire first.
Pretty privilege. Wow. You're all about equality.
Look, we never did it.
You're not filling out applications. I don't see you lifting a finger.
We never did it, Taz. We just thought it would be a great fun time. Anyway, I thought, given this woman's got 5.5 million followers, she's obviously quite well off, Tazzy, and she's quite a good-looking girl. I've just shown you photos of her. You agree? She's pretty
right.
hot.
Yeah, she's all right.
Let's see if the newly single Taz can apply to be her boyfriend.
If the first question is boating or camping, whichever one isn't you, please.
All right, it starts off easily. What's your astrological sign?
Aquarius.
Okay, great.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. There's no right or wrong answer here.
That's the first question.
Do you have a full-time job?
Yep. Well, this is not full-time, but it's a job.
Do you live with your parents?
No.
No. Do you own a working car?
Yes. Who owns a car that's not working? Who goes, yeah, but it's a not working car?
I won't ask you on the air whether you currently have a booty call. I'll move on to the next one. If we lived together, would I get the walk-in closet is one of her questions.
Oh, yeah, totally, because I don't have many clothes.
Okay. That's nice.
That's fine.
Is it acceptable to hit on my friends? She asks. Oh. Who's saying yes to that?
I mean, are we in a relationship at that point?
Hold on. Oh. Taz, I got to teach you something about women.
You have...
The answer. You don't take a beat.
I wasn't going to answer everything perfectly. I was eventually going to stuff up.
You don't ask questions when it comes to hitting on your friend. It is an instant no.
How hot are they?
No. Taz, you have failed this test. Do you like watching Avatar is one of her questions. No?
It's too long.
Who's the best artist, The Weeknd, Future, Drake or Travis Scott?
The Weeknd.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Well.
Except when he bailed on me and I spent $500 on tickets and then he cancelled
the show. I don't think there's room to write
the
Weeknd. Application. So,
how have I done?
I mean, it's hard to say because she hasn't posted what the right answers are, but I'll submit it to her and see what she says.
How many people have applied?
5,000.
Oh, my God.
And you know what she said? She said out of that there were three. Yeah. She didn't mind. She went
three.
On a date with them. None of them were any good, so she's given up on her quest for
pretty
love.
Pretty privilege.
Okay.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
I had a really, really amazing day on Saturday.
Yes, I'm so proud of you, Chaney. It's such a good thing to be a part of.
Oh, it was a whole lot of fun. I went down to the Caloundra Panthers AFL club and they were doing a day for Fight MND, motor neuron disease, which is a big thing that they do in the real AFL. Neil Danaher, who used to be the coach of the Melbourne Demons.
Are you saying the Panthers down in Caloundra aren't playing real AFL?
No.
Come on. They're a great footy club.
The actual AFL, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Professional AFL. They do every year a Fight MND round where they get celebrities to go down a slide into an ice bath.
They ran out of celebrities and
exactly.
They got Ellie Chaney.
So the Caloundra version. I was very generously asked to participate, and I said, "You realise that I'm an H grade celebrity?" Yeah. And they said, "Yeah, no worries, we'll take you." So yeah, went along on Saturday, and it was such a nice vibe. So many friendly people, and
big crowd turnout as well. I love those like local footy clubs. Like it feels like a big family atmosphere. It was great fun. I was there filming. I got some audio as well. So have a listen. This is when you were introduced.
It keeps the listeners laughing every day when they tune in to see a Ben's Ellie and Taz Drive program. I just want to know whether she's going to be laughing when she hits the ice. Come down here, Ellie. Please put your hands together to welcome Ellie Chaney.
Oh.
Here she comes.
Not many people applauding out of the big crowd that was there, but that's all right.
I know. I don't know if I had too many fans, but
no.
That's okay.
So what did you have to do? What was going to be the task ahead of you?
So there was a big inflatable slide with an ice bath down the bottom of it, and every slider had to dress up in a costume. And
great.
A costume that meant something to them.
See, we didn't know this last week when we were looking at costumes online because you were like, Taz, what do I pick? And I said, well, pick that one. That one's the cheapest. And it looks great. It's a great costume.
Yeah, so this is what I went with.
I am a banana because it was $21 at Spotlight and we're in a cost of living crisis. And the less money we pay on costumes, the more we have to donate to MND Research. I love that. That's a really good motto. I'm really scared about going up the stairs. Can no one look at my butt?
Why did you bring your butt into it? Nobody asked. Nobody thought about it. You had to climb up the stairs of the inflatable slide.
Yeah.
Right. So you're facing your back to everybody after all of the crowd.
Yes. And my banana costume was very short at the back. So I thought my butt is going to be on full display here.
You're just a whole banana. People, they're not adding body parts to the banana. It was all just a big piece of fruit going up the slide. I don't know why you brought your butt into it.
Well, look, going up proved to be more gracious than coming down. This is me coming down the slide.
We're hopefully going to get a video up on our socials as well. It was very fun. I'm so glad I went along. I want to be a part of it next year.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to be sliding
next
year.
Can we go as a team? Can we slide as a team next year?
I'm sure we can. Why not? We can be salt and pepper.
Love it. Bags pepper.
A big thank you to everyone at the Caloundra Panthers Footy Club, including Karen, who organised the whole thing. She did an amazing job.
She was superb.
And they've raised nearly $5,000. So if you do want to donate, it is an amazing cause. Fight MND. You can head to the Caloundra Panthers socials for more information.
Proud of you.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.